BBC News with Jonathan Izard. 8 people arrested over Wednesday's fatal attack on the British Houses of Parliament are being held on suspicion of preparing terrorist acts, according to police. The US government insists, the UK government insists there was no intelligence failure, despite the revelation that the killer, 52-year-old Khalid Massoud, had previously been investigated by intelligence services. Massoud was shot dead after driving a car into 30 pedestrians, killing 2 before stabbing a police officer to death. Republican leaders have delayed putting Donald Trump's planned health care reforms to a vote in the US Congress in what will be seen as a major setback for the president. Enough lawmakers from the Republican Party had earlier signaled they would join Democrats in opposing the bill that it was widely considered likely to fail. Donald Trump's controversial nominee to be the next US ambassador to Israel has been approved by the US Senate. David Friedman had previously both criticized the idea of a Palestinian state and supported Jewish settlement building in the occupied West Bank. Almost all Democratic senators voted against his nomination, but his Republican supporters regard him as an advocate of strong US-Israeli ties. A joint operation by the US FBI and Israeli police has led to the arrest of a teenager on suspicion of making a series of bomb threats against places used or owned by Jewish people in the United States. Detectives say the man is Jewish and lives in Israel, but holds the citizenship of both countries. The former president of Argentina, Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner, and 13 other officials have been ordered to stand trial on charges of financial mismanagement. They're accused of ordering a sale of mispriced government debt that lost the country hundreds of millions of dollars. The world's largest artificial sun, an array of powerful lamps generating a beam 10,000 times stronger than a ray of sunlight, has been switched on in Germany. Scientists hope the invention will ultimately enable them to extract hydrogen from water, creating a green fuel of the future. BBC News.